Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the eerie depths where once reverberated the cacophony of urban life lie the new frontiers of desolation, the ghost cities. Drowned skylines now serve as grave markers of a modern Atlantis, sculpted not by mythical decree but by the grim hands of climate neglect. This exposé unveils the intricate mosaic of life and death, history and oblivion, in the aquatic mausoleums we once called metropolises, unseen, unheard subterranean echoes, amid the sunken sprawls of civilization, silent streets intertwined with coral. The teal embrace of the rising sea has muted the city's pulse, leaving behind a realm claimed by the deep. Submerged signages, once symbols of commercial bustle, are now enigmatic hieroglyphs for aquatic explorers, telling tales that lack audience. As the ocean's tide became our time's tide, we were swept into a watery abyss. Once sang a poet whose verses now lie forgotten under waves. In the bellies of drowned buildings, fish flit past office windows, and aquatic plants drape over former monuments of human ingenuity, weaving a post-apocalyptic garden where once stood boardrooms and plazas. Resilience or folly? Amid rusting subway cars and fleets of vehicles forever parked in underwater garages, the question of human resilience surfaces. Small contingents of humanity cling to whatever remains accessible above water. They are the determined few, harnessing floating architectures and repurposed debris to carve out a semblance of existence. Yet the question looms, is this resilience or folly? It is ironic, almost theatrical, to witness humankind's perseverance in the face of their own doing. Scaffolds of renewal intertwine with the carcasses of the old world, yet these skeletal structures of hope are ensnared by the blight they are attempting to outlive, reflections in brine. The ghost cities become an unbidden canvas, reflecting humanity's legacies. The murkiness mirrors our past actions, how we churn through resources, blind to the deluge on the horizon. Each submerged corner is a stark reminder of promises and warning unredeemed. The legacy of a civilization obsessed with progress, indifferent to consequence. Our descendants, if any shall remain, will know these places only from tales and digital archives. They will learn of the emblematic landmarks that now lay claimed by tides. Our ambitions, crackling electric in the skies, are now but whispers amidst the water's rush. A descent into memory. The ghost cities are a time capsule of both grandeur and folly. Schools where children once recited their optimism now see the slow dance of jellyfish through their classrooms. Technology, art, and culture, encapsulated by the relentless surge, an unsettling museum, with nature the curator, with scuba gear and heavy hearts, divers plunge into this submerged urbanity, not for treasure, but for connection to the silenced world. Through the weight of water, they find solace and a message to those who walk on the surface. Remember this drowned legacy when you next ponder the cost of inaction. It is a requiem for what was, a clarion call for salvation that falls upon deaf ears in our ghost cities, reclaiming a sunken urbanity.